Tennessee's educational attainment rate, that's the highest degree of education an individual has completed, is lower than the national average, but resources are available to positively impact that deficiency in the Tennessee Valley, including a free center located here on the campus of the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. WTC's Will Davis has the story.
Desiree Decker of Jasper, Tennessee, will soon be a proud college graduate.
I graduated the spring of 2018.
Decker studies social work because she wants to help people.
My dream job would probably be working with people directly after they get out of prison to help them find resources, give them some hope.
But there was a time when college seemed unlikely for Decker. Her dedication and good grades weren't enough.
I did need resources to go to school because I certainly didn't have any money to go to school. But I had known other people that had went to school without any money, and I thought it had to be possible, and EOC showed me it was.
The EOC is the Educational Opportunity Center, and it provides counseling and information about college admissions to adults who want to enter or continue a program of study at any college or technical school. Cynthia Long is the EOC's director. Long's own college career was non-traditional, and that makes her good at what she does.
I love this work because I'm an example of the person we're trying to reach. I come from a low-income background, and I can remember clearly the day I announced, I think I want to go to college. Everyone at the table was quiet. My father looked up and said, why? So I didn't get any encouragement from my family. And years later, I had two children living in Chattanooga, folding laundry, and a documentary came on TV about Malcolm Forbes, who created a list when he was 21 years old of all the things he wanted to achieve before he died. And I sat there, finished folding the laundry, and thought, I'll make a list. Number one was complete my college degree. That's exactly what I did. And I've had this job ever since because that's my passion, to help other people achieve what I did.
Since the EOC began in 1998, it's served more than 18,000 local adults, and over 11,000 have applied to college. The EOC is funded by the U.S. Department of Education, and it's a free service for residents of Hamilton, Marion, Sequatchie, Bledsoe, and Grundy counties.
We go out into the community and find adults. We help them decide what college might be right for them, help them find the money to pay for that education, and help them with the entire admissions process. Many adults say, I don't want to go back to college because I'll be the only one that's not a traditional age. That is so far from the truth. The national average actually is 40% of the students on a college campus are a non-traditional age. Now, in addition to adults, we also target veterans and military families. We also target homeless youth and youth in foster care. So we can do some really great work there with a population that has nobody to turn to.
If you or someone you know has an educational goal, but you're not sure how to make it happen, Long and her team can help. The telephone number is 423-425-1702. That's 423-425-1702. Here's Decker again.
I want to say that Cynthia went above and beyond. A lot of people, once you leave their office, out of sight, out of mind. But she didn't forget who I was, and she followed up on the things that we talked about and let me know afterwards that everything was going to be okay.
For WUTC, this is Will Davis.
And the center is located here on the UTC campus at 739 Macaulay Avenue. You can also get information by visiting utc.edu and searching for EOC.